This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
This week, the FDA authorized a COVID-19 test for emergency use that was created by faculty at the University of Illinois. The test is saliva-based and fast-acting. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said it could be, quote, game-changing for testing statewide and even nationally. Joining me is one of the people who developed the test, Professor Paul Hergenrother. Welcome.
Hi, thanks. Great to be here.
Okay, so let's pretend I'm taking this test. What are the steps I would take?
So first you go to one of our testing and saliva collection centers on campus. There are about 20 conspicuous white tents throughout campus. So you go there, you're given a tube when you get into the tent. You drool a very small amount of saliva into that tube, and then that's it.
So no swabs up the nose. It's different than those COVID-19 tests?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that is exactly why we developed this. All the information out there is that rapid, frequent, repeatable testing is really the way to stay ahead of this. And, you know, we know that swabs are not tenable for a lot of reasons. The reason you allude to, right, there's a lot of discomfort and not compatible with frequent testing, but also very hard to get them. There's a lot of supply chain bottlenecks. And also we know we're all wearing masks, right? And that's because the way the virus is spread is through these droplets and aerosols that are coming from our mouths. And so we really wanted to test the fluid that's most responsible for the infections.
You've been using this test already on the U of I Urbana campus. How's it been working in practice?
It's been great. It's been great so far. So we've done over 60,000 tests now. We did 10,000 alone just this Monday, now that the students are coming back. We ran a pilot this summer just with whoever was on campus, so faculty, staff, graduate students. And that really helped us work out a lot of the logistics. And during that pilot, the positivity rate started out at about 1.5%. But as we tested frequently and contact trace and isolated those individuals, we were down to about 0.2% by the beginning of August.
Wow. Explain what it means to be authorized for emergency use.
Yeah, so the FDA has a system for kind of evaluating laboratory-developed tests, and this is called an EUA, or Emergency Use Authorization, which is the way this is done in this kind of pandemic era where things need to be moved forward very quickly. And we hope that other hospitals, other universities can adopt our protocol, and this just makes it a little bit easier for them.
What's next? Do you see this test being used nationally and in the future?
Well, the immediate future is we have a huge challenge here, right? We're trying to test our whole community twice a week. So we have about 60,000 students, faculty, and staff. We're doing testing kind of on an unprecedented level. You know, all the data is that there will be a bump initially when students come back. And the key is just to test frequently, identify those individuals, take care of them, and then you can kind of watch that go down as we did this summer. So, yeah, but beyond that, there's a lot of steps that have been taken to move this forward to the state and beyond. There's an entity called Shield Illinois that is building analogous labs throughout the state. And then there's another version where there's going to be these testing centers put on a truck. This is called Mobile Shield, and these will be going around the state testing areas that have been underserved to this point.
Paul Hergenrother is a professor at the University of Illinois and one of the creators of a new saliva-based COVID-19 test. Thank you so much for being with us, Paul.
It was great. Thanks for having me.